This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is the Morning Run. You're with Julian Ng, Lin Mark and Sharitz Abdullah, and we're looking at some local business news. Now, PM Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad said that it's their own business responding to the resignation of three opposition members from the Public Accounts Committee.
Yes, so two members from BN and one from PAS resigned from the PAC in opposition to the current chairperson of the committee not being from an opposition party. So, of course, this is following the slight debacle over the last week or so when Ronald Kiandi, who's the current chairman, jumped ship and went from UMNO to Bersatu, resulting in the rollback of one of Pakatan's election promises that the PAC chairman would always be a member of the opposition party.
So in response to this, I think Mahathir, he has expressed his disappointment as well, saying that, you know, having feeling about, you know, especially when Nuriza was saying about the slow implementation of the reform of the new government. So this Nuruiza, you know, he described in an article in the Singapore Straits Times as a former dictator who has caused much damage to her family. So to her family and also the nation. So I guess there's a lot of emotional sentiment that is coming from her with Mahathir. Despite, I think there's probably that issue of acceptance in some ways.
I would say that some would say that Nuruiza is sort of throwing a tantrum, but I would disagree with that. I would say that she's probably acting on her principles and being independent, which is the kind of quality that we need in our MPs going forward if we need to move forward as a nation. I think this would be very good for the country if all MPs thought independently.
So, but the thing is, so Nuruiza is one thing because she was a member of the current ruling administration, but me looking at the resignations of the remaining opposition members from the PAC committee, I tend to disagree with the action of resigning on principle, because I feel that especially when you are part of an opposition that is already leaking members, you know, you need
opposition
to,
or government
opposition specifically. Okay. You need to have that presence there. You need to ensure that you do have a voice in government. And when you resign from committees like the PAC, you are depriving that committee of a transparent and accountable voice. So what is the PAC supposed to do? The PAC is now made up of primarily government MPs. So that's not an accountable institution anymore.
Well, I think that the PAC is supposed to be a representation of independence, right? If you don't have a BN candidate as promised in the election manifesto as the chairman or chairperson, then you would sort of not only have not fulfilled your election promise, but also reduce the degree of independence that's so demanded from the PAC. So I think the purpose of the resignation is perhaps to really demand from the government that if these are the members who are respected by the public as being independent, a part of the PAC, then the government has got to do something about it, you know, so to speak.
But perhaps I'm just not a very trusting person, right? So the way I see it, if you resign, you are just creating open spaces that can then be filled with people who may not necessarily push back as hard as you would. So if you have that principle enough to resign from this position, why not stay on and make your voices heard nonetheless? There's nothing to say that you can't disagree vocally with the government while still being part of the PAC.
Yeah, so also it's who Nuruiza represents as well, who she represents. I mean, she does represent the younger voters. She is she's been the princess of Reformasi for a very long time, and I think a lot of people do, a lot of the young voters still look up to her as, you know, as the one of the candidate for the future leaders. And again, having a decision such as this, I think will create a void for the younger voters, especially as a platform for them to speak out, as a channel, really.
Well, Nuruiza's father, Anwar Ibrahim, and he's also PM designate, said that the economic agenda needs to be on a needs basis and not the race-based politics. This is coming after a lot of statements that have been made to that effect after Semenye and Cameron's the by-election in which Pakatan Harapan lost. I think this has a very positive effect in moving away, you know, proposing or providing a solution from moving away from race-based politics.
Yeah, so one of the things he highlighted, which was the fact that Malays would also benefit when you have a needs-based policy in place, because all Malaysians will benefit automatically with the eradication of poverty. So Anwar pointed out that the problem being is the current economic wealth and distribution is concentrated onto wealthy Malay elites before this, and an economic policy is needed to achieve better distribution of wealth amongst the Malaysian population.
So I guess looking at a statement made by Minister of Economic Affairs and also the Deputy President of PKR, who is Datuk Sri Azmin Ali. Now, he was the one that actually previously said that there is a need to focus on the Malay and Bumiputra agenda. I wonder if this is a communication exercise and also political balancing exercise from the PKR, especially after, like you mentioned, the two election has happened before. But, you know, again, communication is one thing, rhetoric is one thing, but whether or not policy is another thing, whether or not there has been a change. So I think that needs to be looked into, because at the end of the day, there is going to be another election, and you know, currently PKR, you know, recognizes that the Malay votes are still important. And again, this is Anwar balancing what Azmin Ali is really saying.
Absolutely. Political posturing there, since Anwar and Azmin are rivals, unknown rivals. 3 minutes to eight, to 9 o'clock. And this other story is very interesting. Malaysian businessman John So and alleged co-conspirator Kwa Soo Ling have pleaded not guilty to about 180 charges each on the first day of trial of the penny stock crash saga, which wiped out $8 billion from the Singapore market. They are tried for manipulating the Singapore stock market.
Yeah, so the deputy public prosecutor in the case has called it the most serious case of stock market manipulation in Singapore. And the duo allegedly exploited family, friends, as well as business associates to manipulate share prices of Bluemont Group, Asia Suns Capital, which is now Attilan Group, and Lion Gold Group, so collectively known as BAL. Their stock surged by at least 800% over 9 months before plunging during 3 days in October 2013.
So their former IPCO interim CEO, Goh Hin Kam, now he pleaded guilty to two of six of the charges of aiding and abetting So and Kwa, where Go is described as the treasurer of the operation.
Okay, they set up 189 accounts held in the names of 60 individuals and companies at 20 financial institutions. And basically, they were at the buying end and the selling end of the stocks, and therefore serious manipulation activity that's going on. You do not mess with this kind of thing. This is against any stock market rules, and not just Singapore. We'll be coming back with Bursa Malaysia after the 9 a.m. news. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.